Well, I won't eat up too much of your time, but just another big weekend down at the Jim Nielsen Sports Complex. How excited is it to have more U Sports and SJHL games this weekend? You got the Huskies and Cougars tomorrow, and then LaRonge and Nipawin Saturday. How exciting is it?
Oh, it's great for the community to have some top-tier hockey at the Jim Nielsen Sports Complex. I know we hosted last year the U of S and the U of R doubleheader, and it's a great experience for the community and also for the boys that are playing, because we mix a little bit of hockey in with some cultural experience for the kids too, for the guys, you say. So it's all good. You get, you know, top rated hockey out here there from two CIU teams, and then same as the junior A game last year, we hosted the Hawks and Ice Wolves, and they're back here again this Saturday. So, no, the community's pretty excited. We're looking for a full house, hopefully both nights, from the community, the neighbor communities, the neighbor non-First Nations communities. Everybody come out and enjoy some great hockey. 5 o'clock puck drop both days.
How important is it having these types of games to showcase the town, the people, and really more importantly, that beautiful arena that you guys have?
Oh, it's amazing. Like, we're always striving to have a junior B team or a junior A team in there. So, you know, we have a lot of kids that play hockey out here. We have 12 minor hockey teams, 6 boys, 6 girls playing a league that, you know, the rink is the major meeting point of the community, like for 8 months a year. So to have this top rated hockey into the community, shown, you know, to our young kids down there, you know, that, you know, they strive to get out there. Maybe someday they'll be playing this game.
Oh, 100%. And I know you kind of touched on it, but how beneficial is it, you know, having these games to the community, just, you know, maybe getting people together, getting them out more often, and maybe not a chance to go and see a U Sports game in Saskatoon or Regina or even an SJ game? You know, it comes right to their backyard.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing experience for the community to host a weekend event like this. And like I said, we make it a full weekend event too. Like, we come out, we have a barbecue, kind of a little tailgate barbecue where the community gets together, something to bite to eat, to communicate, to bring everybody together. Then we have a bunch of draws and stuff to bring the community out, and then top it off, we get to celebrate a couple big hockey games there. Like you said, you know, there's not much better than CIU hockey in the province right now. You know, and we were beneficial last couple of years. We hosted a WHL game, the Blades and Raiders. Hopefully, bring it back to us next year. But no, it's just great. It's great for our arena, great for our community. It's great for the neighborhood communities to get together and watch some amazing hockey.
What does the future hold for hosting these types of games? Obviously, you want to continue bringing in, you know, some SJ teams, some U Sport teams, and preseason games. Are there plans to bring some more preseason Western Hockey League games? Do you even try to venture for some regular season games and try to make that, you know, another big weekend event? What does the future hold?
Yeah, it totally does. We are looking at, you know, hosting another Western Hockey League game next year. Hopefully a junior A regular season game. Hopefully another boys and girls CIU hockey. Like, I know we're in talks, you know, having maybe a doubleheader of girls Huskies and girls Cougars. And then obviously we just opened up the third artificial soccer turf on the nation here this year. There's one in Saskatoon, one in Regina. So we want to host some CIU soccer next August too as well. So yeah, no, we're a community there that, you know, that's really striving on education and to see these role models, these CIU players out here and these junior A, they're role models, these kids, to show, you know what, you go to school and do this, you know, some days you'll be playing these games or even attending U of S or U of R.
Oh, 100%. And I haven't been out to the new sports complex yet. I really hope to make it out there one of these days. A little bit of a fun note. I know you don't have any Western League teams playing, but between the Huskies and Cougars, it's pretty close. I mean, Trevor Wong's on the Huskies this year, captain of the Blades last year, Ethan Chadwick, former Blades goaltender. There's no shortage of former Western League talent. Do you want to see, you know, one team over another come out on top? Do you want to see the Huskies maybe over the Cougars, or are you allowed to pick favorites?
Well, that's a great question. We were talking about that last year. Like, you know, like Ethan and Trevor Wong and Keaton Sorensen played with the Raiders, so they've experienced that. They're coming out to Big River. Sometimes this is their third year, so they're able to talk about it and stuff. You know, it's kind of interesting there that you know, probably majority of my staff are University of Saskatchewan Husky graduates there, and I kind of laugh because the only real U of R graduate is myself. So I'm a U of R alumni, so and everyone else around me is U of S. So I kind of a little bit. I know we're always the underdogs. So I can't really say because we have such a good relationship with Brandon and the guys at U of S. But I'm going to be impartial on this one.